The helicopter hoisted the crew of the Alaskan Ketch to safety about 1 p.m. The two were flown to Dutch Harbor. They did not require medical attention. The owner and skipper of the Alaskan Ketch says he and his crewmate are fine, but his 32-foot boat is a total loss. Mihai Basarjan of Wasilla says he thinks there's about 200 gallons of fuel on board. The Alaskan Ketch was heading through Akutan Pass east of Unalaska to Longline for black cod. Basarjan says the currents were strong, so he was staying near the shore when he hit a rock. The boat started flooding instantly, and the two men put on their survival suits. A boat called the Foreigner was fishing a couple hours away when they heard and relayed the Alaskan Ketch's distress call about 5 a.m. About 8 hours later, Coast Guard aviation tech Joseph Garofalo hoisted the men onto a Jayhawk helicopter after the long flight from Kodiak.
There was a tall cliff next to where they were. We couldn't get too close to them without risking our blades hitting the cliff. So,
about how high would you say that cliff was?
I couldn't see the top of it. It was in the fog or in the clouds.
Helicopter pilot Kimberly Hess says finding a break in the thick cloud cover made getting to the Alaskan Ketch a lot easier, but a 30-knot tailwind from the north made her work more difficult.
There was some wind coming down off the cliff, which made it a little bit of a challenge. But the truth is, with that cliff there, I have pretty good visual reference. It's much harder to hoist over the water. So with the cliff there, I had something to look at, which helps me stay still.
But it made some squirrely winds, too?
Yep. We had what we call a burble. So the wind comes over the top of the cliff and kind of comes down and bubbles around, and it's unpredictable. It shifts a bunch.
Hess says the rescue went about as well as she could hope for, in part because once the boat was aground, the crew of the Alaskan Ketch did everything right.
They did a great job. Those guys saved themselves, really. Called for help early. They put on their survival gear. They didn't get off their vessel. They stayed warm. They stayed dry. They never got in the water. They never tried to climb up a cliff or something like that.
She also praises the Foreigner for helping communicate with the Alaskan Ketch. The skippers of the two boats are childhood friends from Homer. Few Coast Guard helicopter pilots are female, but Lieutenant Commander Kimberly Hess has a characteristic that's even more unusual for a working helicopter pilot.
I am almost 6 months pregnant, so you can fly up until the end of your second trimester, and I've got a couple weeks left, and then I'll be done. So my baby girl has saved 3 lives at this point. She's chalking them up.
This rescue was the first for flight mechanic Joseph Garofalo. Hess said a celebration was in order.
Is there a tradition for something after somebody's
first
rescue?
If you're not 6 months pregnant, you definitely go out and have a beer, but we're going to have to come up with something else.
The crew agreed that milkshakes would make a good substitute. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.